Okay, tonight we're going to talk about Kavana B'Tfilah. So the last two shiurim are both going to be about Tfilah. We've spent a lot of time over the summer talking about Tfilah, issues related to Tfilah. Tomorrow we'll talk about Mitzvahs Tfilah. Tonight Kavana B'Tfilah. But I might be a little late tomorrow for shiur. I'm definitely not going to be here for the time before shiur because I have to go to Great Neck for Simcha Baruch Hashem. But Bli Nether, don't give up on me. I'll try to be here by 9, maybe 9:10, you know, but I'll really try to be here on time. So, Kavana B'Tfilah is tonight's topic. So, first of all, just by way of introduction, Rav Avadia has some very interesting things to say in general about Kavana B'Tfilah. If you look in source number one, in Yabiyo Merchel Gimel or Chaim Simon Yud, in Ozdal, he says, Ani Terem Mechala L'Sayim Hani Piski Dedina, Binyan HaKavana B'Tfilah. He says, once I'm talking about halachos about Kavana B'Tfilah, Shama Shamati Shetamil Chacham Echad, Here shall the atzma livsok berabin the bizmanaze aflechachila ein kol chiyuv lispal bekavana. Unbelievable. He says he heard that there was a certain Talmud Chacham that was publicizing Pesach that nowadays you don't have to daven with kavana anymore. Umitzvas kavana he ach lechasidim asuridim asher Hashem korei. Kavana is for the big tzaddikim. Kavana is not for regular Jews. V'samach smicha b'kol kocho al mash kasav erivin. That's a Talmudic phrase. Smicha b'kol kocho. He says he was samech on. It's obviously a misuse of the. You know, it's just an expression. He said he was samech b'kol kocho. He put all of his eggs in this one basket in the Gemara in Erivin. What does the Gemara in Erivin say? Yecholni liftar as kol olam idin tefila shnemar v'shikores v'lomi yayin. That the Gemara says that we could patter the whole world from din of kavana b'tefila. Because it says v'shikores v'lo miyayin. Who is that said about? Shikores v'lo miyayin? I don't know. Chana, right? That she was shikores v'lo miyayin. So you see, shikores means she couldn't have had kavana because she was so distraught or whatever. U'dvarav mehevel yamatu. So Rav Avadia says, as only Rav Avadia can say, there's smart things to say, there's stupid things to say, and then there's sub-stupid. So this is mehevel yamatu. This is beneath hevel on the grade of things to say. Ki kol gedolei haposkim. I don't know what the Rosh Tevis is. Kasvu din kavana af bizman hazeh. All the ruach echadahem probably means that all the gedolei poskim all say that there's still a din of kavanah gam la'achar maimer chazal anal, even though they know the gemara in erevin. V'chein kasabar zeruah gedol shkol adam sarif lidchok atzma l'chavin. You need to try your best to have kavanah. V'meinu osakein aveiri hi biyado umutav lo shalo espalel. And if you don't have kavanah, better not to daven. V'kol ma'ayin b'divrei poskim einav l'nochach yabidu kama yishtadu limso eitzos l'chavin b'tfilaso. Ravadi says if you look in Poskim, you'll find Poskim coming up with advice, with eitzos. How are you going to be able to have kavana and tefillah? Why are they doing that? Why are they giving you bits of advice? It's useless. It's unnecessary. No, it's very necessary. He says, you want mar makomos? I'll give you mar makomos. Ayin lachidah, shalos shuvis Yosef Ometz. Sharal, Marenu, Rabbeinu Eliezer, Nachman, Pua, Talmud, Ramah, Mipanu, Besefer, Goran, Arnon, Shematza, Tikun, Lekal, Adam, Lomar, Kol, Bracha, Beneshima, Achas, Velo, Yinshom, Betocha, Bracha, Klal, Ubezei, Yuchal, Lechavein. Now, the thing with Eitzos is that some Eitzos work for some people and not for others, and for some people, the exact opposite of that Eitzos would work best for them. So he says, one Eitzos that he saw from this Talmud, the Ramah, Mipanu, is each Bracha you should say in one breath. Say the whole bracha in one breath, that way you won't get distracted because you have to get it all out quickly. Others might say, maybe saying it slower will help you have kavana. V'osav achida shekein shama b'shem agon marikovu sharotzu linatzen machshavos yomar kol bracha b'neshim achas. Chida says this way as well. Ube'emes she'etza zui shal kasa kodmim. This is a very early etza. Shekein matzasi l'Rabbeinu Moshe bar Shaul b'dor ha'raivud b'seif ramen hagos. This is Rav Avadia Yosef showing off. Meaning he's saying, he's shaking out all these obscure rishonim and achronim that give you this etza. Yachves Rosh v'yisval b'zvizos shiomar kol ma shiuchal lomar b'neshim achas b'zelo yisiach dayt. O yachshav kol bracha bracha be'etzba osav. What does that mean? You should chesbin each bracha, count the brachas on your fingers. O kafisha yira atzma shutov lechavim. Whatever it takes to have kavana. V'achronim yatzul lispal mitoch hasidur. Another eitzah for kavana. In case you don't like the first eitzah of saying each bracha b'neshima achas, daven with the siddur. When you daven with the siddur, the letters themselves, the words themselves, sometimes will help. V'nasun remez al zeh. Amar, I'm a sefer Yashav Machshavasa. Vayim Shvulei Alekin Masharach Zed Shal Shuvus Shuvus Zedeshen, etc. And then he goes on to say that Rav Chaim Volozhin gave an etza as follows. That you should imagine in your mind the letters that you're saying, the words and letters that you're saying. And then you'll have to have kavana because it's too much mental energy. Meaning, kavana, you lose kavana when your brain's not working, when your brain's not into it. But if your brain is involved in something, you're not going to lose kavana. So if you give your brain something to do other than to just think about Hashem and think about the fact that you're talking to Hashem, you give your brain something to do associated with that that's going to be somewhat of a challenge. And that's the problem for a lot of people. Tefillah is not an intellectual challenge. It's an emotional challenge. So how do you engage your brain when you're not being intellectually challenged? So one way to be might be to start thinking about diyukim in the tefillahs or whatever, but that might be a violation of even tefillah, which maybe is not the best idea because you're supposed to be davening. So the Rav Chaim Volozhin says, try to imagine in your mind's eye the tzura of the letters themselves. And that will give your brain an activity to do, and that way you're not going to lose interest as quickly. He says you'll find a lot of etzas for how to be mechavein in tefillah. And then he writes, what about this gemara in Erevin? What about shikor v'lo miyayin? Umash nishan al dvar chazal be'erevin anal. Nishan al kana ratzutz. The guy is relying on something that's a flimsy reed. You can't rely on a flimsy, meaning you try to use it a flimsy reed as a cane, you're not going to last very long. Ki ein ze ala derech limud zuchus bi'alma, v'chalila lachshav, shakavanas ma'isa lusma chazal l'chadchila, l'uspath mikavanas hatfila. So God forbid, the Gemara was just trying to say that if I had to defend Klal Yisrael, I would say that there is some sort of defense for Klal Yisrael. But it's very, very hard to say that this was an eitzel l'chadchila. And he says, Yecholni Liftar means Yecholni Liftar, but I'm not actually pottering everybody from Kavana Betfila. So he says, anyone who issues such a psak is Asalite Nesadin, it's going to be a major problem. And he, at the end over there, he writes, if you know the halacha that you're supposed to have kavana b'tfila and you don't have kavana b'tfila, tzasidim liten asadin, oy lanu miyamadin, woe unto us if we ever have such a yamadin, oy lo v'oy l'nafsho v'kama ra gorim la'atzmo. And this guy who's deciding that no one has to have kavana is doing a very, very evil thing. Ravadi goes on to say, he ra a rabba mikol ra'ul shaba'olam, that someone who doesn't have kavana in the tefillah and just being matirit is as bad as anything that a person could do, that it's as irresponsible as a rabbi could possibly be. And he quotes from the Sefer Batei Knesios that hamispalel b'kavanas halev nitzol mechibut hakever. Whatever tzara there is for the neshama in the grave, it's going to be saved from that through your kavana b'tfila. So he says it's a very, very serious issue. It's not something to be taken lightly. So by way of introduction, says Rav Avadia, kavana is doable. It's something that we should not think is beyond us. It's irresponsible to suggest, no big deal, no one really has kavana. That's irresponsible. Adraba, when faced with the challenge of having trouble with kavana, we need to come up with etzas. Now, for some people, looking in the sitter is good enough. For others, they find not looking in the sitter is better. For yet others, I know for me, I find switching off is, when looking in the sitter gets boring, gets monotonous, I should say, and is no longer helping with my kavana. So stopping to look in the sitter helps. And when that stops working, starting to look in the sitter again helps. Whatever etza you can come up with, it's our responsibility. We don't shy away from a challenge. We step up to a challenge. There's a din of kavana b'tfila. Now that we know that it's important to have kavana, so the first step in having kavana, and the first step really in accomplishing almost anything, is to not just walk right into something, to be prepared in advance. You have a question?
When you say tefila, you're referring to everything or it's one aspect?
So, truthfully, anytime you say words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be contemplating what those words mean, you should be thinking about what those words mean. But we'll see, the Iker Chiyuv of kavana b'tfila is a Chiyuv in Shemona Esrei. Shema is Kabbalah Shemayim. But beyond that, may not be critical to have in mind the Pirush Amila. So the first step of anything, of accomplishing anything, is not just walking right in and expecting it to happen. Is preparing somewhat in advance to put yourself in a position for success. And kavana b'tefila is no different. A person can't just expect he's just stam going to daven. I've mentioned, I think, in the past when I was in Camp Misara as a teenager, we used to have co-ed night activities, and Rabbi Kamenetsky, our head counselor at the time, used to always say, "Stop, pause, think for a few moments after we entered the shul," because it was a losing situation. There was no way we would go straight from the night activity just daven and have kavana. There was no way. We needed to prepare ourselves in some way. So the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Ein Omdin L'Spalel El Mitoch Kovod Rosh. First of all, you only daven Mitoch Kovod Rosh. You have to have a sense of seriousness in your approach to tefillah. Chasidim Arishonim Hayushoin Sha'a Achas M'Spalelin. And the Chasidim Arishonim would wait one Sha'a before davening. They would get into it. You know, can you imagine the type of contemplative, meditative state they must have gotten into when they were davening? If it took them an hour, if that's what sha'a means, we'll see soon, it's not so clear that that's what it means. But if it took them an hour to elevate themselves, that level of kavana, they took it seriously. This was real. You should be so into the tefillah that even if a king comes and asks how you're doing, you don't respond. Even if you have a snake wrapped around your heel, you don't stop to deal with it. It could be that you shouldn't even notice it. You should be so engrossed in the tefillah. There used to be a Rebbe in MTA, Rabbi Dulitz, who I was never zocher to be in his shir, but some of my friends were. And one of my friends, I remember accidentally, in the middle of shir, someone had dropped a sefer on the floor. So my friend bent down to pick it up. And Rabbi Dulitz yelled at him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm picking up a sefer." He said, "Why did you notice that it fell down? If you were really holding it, if you were really paying attention to the learning, you wouldn't have even noticed it. You would have been oblivious to everything else if you were really shakua in your learning." Okay, so if that's the madrega, then maybe we're supposed to reach in tefillah. So says Gemara, minani mili. So again, we find a lot of times that the Gemara uses Chana as the paradigm of tefillah. Why does the Gemara use Chana as paradigm of tefillah? Well, first of all, it worked. Her tefillah worked. Not only did it work, she got answered more than she asked for. All she asked for was, you know, "I want a regular kid. No one's so smart, no one's so, you know, good looking or tall or short or whatever. Just a regular kid." Right, she wasn't answered. So she got Shmuel. So you know, it's pretty. She was answered above and beyond. So the Gemara says we learn a lot from the halachos of from what Chana did. That's where we learn that you're supposed to daven quietly. That's where we learn that a lev nishbar is and kovod rosh is very critical element of tefillah. It's also where we learn, by the way, that tefillah is most effective when you've given up hope in other people being able to help you. That if you feel that the tefillah is all that could help you, so that's when it's most effective. What are we told right before Chana davens? She says to her husband, "Don't worry, you know, you're totally me'asara banim, you're better than, I love you more than I would love 10 sons, so even though Penina has all these kids, and you don't have any kids, I still love you more, and so it doesn't matter that you don't have any children. So what if we don't have any children? Our love is so great." And what does she realize at that point in time? He gave up. He stopped davening for me. He's not on my side anymore. All I have to rely on is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's when her tefillah gets answered. When a person realizes, ein lanu, we have nobody else but Avinu Shebashamayim, so that's when tefillah is most effective. So anyway, so this is a din. This is a Mishnah that a person... So the Mishnah says, Chasidim Rishonim would wait Shah Achas. But the Mishnah says before that, before it discusses Chasidim Rishonim, says a person always has to be Mispal Mitoch Kovod Rosh. So it says Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis, Lo Yamad L'Spal Ela Be'ema V'Hachna'a, Lo Mitoch Schok V'Kalos Rosh U'Dvarim B'Telim, not from night activities, Lo Mitoch Kas, not from anger, Ela Mitoch Simcha. A person should have a sense of Simcha. After all, you're greeting the Almighty. It's what an opportunity. You go and divrei tanchumen shel Torah samach l'gulas Mitzrayim or samach l'tilas David shekasba rotzon yirev yaseh shomer Hashem es kol ha'avav, like really nice upbeat kinds of pieces of Torah, like Ashrei, That's a really nice thing to daven when you just said something like that. So a person has to be in the right mood. Very important. The Mishnah Berurah writes that it's very hard to measure when you have the requisite amount of hachna'a and ema. Hachna'a is a din in humility. And by the way, our very posture in tefillah should be symbolic of humility. Sometimes you see people as if they're having a melchama in their tefillah. They're punching and they're fighting and that's not how we're mispalled. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're supposed to be bent over, kafir rosh, and you know, hands like as if you're begging, as if you're an ani begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So hachna'a, humility, is very important in tefillah, and ema, a sense of trepidation that you're speaking to the Ribbono Shalom. So the Mishnah Berurah says if you can't get to hachna'a and ema because you're not able to manipulate your mood enough, at least let it not be mitoch schok. At least let it not be that you're, that it's whatever, the halftime tefillah, you know, like it's coming mamish just in a moment of schok. You need to get your brain right before you daven. And then the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph, Yisha Shah Achas Kodem Sheyakum Lesfalo, Kadei Sheyichavi Nibelamakom. Now notice, what did the Gemara say? What did the Mishnah say? Chasidim Arishonim HaYishon Shah Achas Lesfalo. The Chasidim Arishonim would wait Shah Achas. So I would have said, good, that's nice for the Chasidim Arishonim. I'm happy for them. But that's not what I'm going to do. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yisha Sha'achas, not Chasidim Arishonim, everyone, before you daven, Kadei Sheyichavin Libo Lemakom, V'Sha'achas Achar HaTfila, Shalotei Nirus Alav Kamasai Shemar Latzis Mimena. Wow, an hour before, an hour after. So, Sha'achas Mincha Mariv, that means 9 hours a day I'm either preparing for or davening. So when do I do anything else in my day? It's a full-time job, just to daven. Zok b'yorach ha-shulchan, source number 5, Tzadi Gimel Siv Dalit, Vida, Dibikan eina kavan al tefil shmon esrei. First of all, it doesn't mean an hour before shmon esrei. Sharei shon harbe ad shmon esrei, psukit zimra, b'kriyash ma b'rchseha. Because you're already waiting plenty of time till you get to shmon esrei. Which, that would have been our first thought, is, oh no, we do it, we do wait a shah achas. Because we say brachos and psukit zimra and all that. So it may not be shah achas, whatever, in typical local, 15 minutes or so, 17 minutes maybe on when they have a slow chiyuv or something. So, but we at least have some time built in. He says, no. This isn't talking about before Shemon Esrei. This is before you daven at all. This Shah Achas has to be. Elakavan al kol seder atfila da inyan me'ashiya hu shtika vizbonus b'leiv lahavin lefnei mihu mechen atzma lispalo. Because what is this Shah Achas? It's not Pesukei Dezimra. Shah Achas is supposed to be quiet contemplation. And that doesn't happen during Pesukei Dezimra. That doesn't happen during Brachos. It's supposed to be quietly contemplating who you are approaching. The Kasav B'Seder Ayom, the Achar HaTfilah K'Shetzarech Latzeis, Im Yochel Esakev, Ad Shelo Yishiru Asara Anoshim, Beis HaKnesses, Matov. That after davening, if you need to go out, if you're able to stay, at least to the point where you're one of the last 10 out, so that's really great. B'Kadei Shehu Lo Yeba Gormim Siluk HaShchina. Unbelievable. As long as there are 10 people there, there's Shechina there. But as soon as there's no longer 10 people, the Shechina leaves. You don't want to be the one that causes the Shechina to leave. So you should wait till there's less than 10 people there already, and then you should go out. Obviously not everyone could do that, by definition, right? Not everybody could do that. Right, he's saying, so that's what he said. Not everybody can do that, obviously. If there are, you know, more than 10 people there, then someone's going to have to leave. Otherwise, it'll just be like a game of chicken. It'll be very, very difficult. So he says, but miu b'zev vadei tzarech lizar shem yesh asar b'tzimtzum shlo yetzeyu arisha me'asara de b'zev vadei m'vatal ashras ha-shchina. He says that at the very least, if there are 15 people there, okay, then maybe you can leave. But there are 10 people there, don't be the guy that leaves when there are exactly 10 people that are there, even after davening is over. Unbelievable, no? I would have thought the Shechina says goodbye at Aleinu. No? Gosh Baruch says, okay, you're done, I'm done, okay, see you later, catch you at Mincha. But apparently, the Shechina remains so long as there are 10 people there that had come to daven, even after the davening is over. But what you see from the Aruch HaShulchan is that the Sha'a should not be spent doing anything. It should be spent thinking, contemplating, quiet, silence. That's the idea of the Sha'a. Now the Prima Gadim disagrees. Prima Gadim says, oh, you know how we're Mekayim our Sha'a? Because Psukah de Zimra. And he says, you know, Psukah de Zimra is about a half hour. And then you have Brachos and Kriya Shema, so that's another, whatever, 15 minutes, you know. So he didn't daven in the Young Israel of whatever, right? He had a little bit of a longer davening. So anyway, so he says, by the time we get to it, we're close to a Sha'a like the Hasidim anyway. So that's how the Prima Gadim writes. Now, how long is the Sha'a? So the Mishnah Berurah says, what do you think a Sha'a is? Sha'a's an hour. He says, Sha'a achas miyud bei Sha'os biyom. It's one twelfth of a daytime period is an hour. 1/24th of a 24-hour period is an hour. But he says, Umiu zel chasidim l'shar am dai b'sha'a muetes shi'ish ha'kodim shi'asvel shukadei hiluch ches tfachim. He says, but that's maybe just for the chasidim. Shulchan Aruch said everyone should yisha sha'achas. Says when the Mishnah said sha'achas, that was talking about for the Chassidim. When the Shulchan Aruch says sha'achas, so that's not talking about a full hour. That's talking about a short amount of time. It says at least the amount of time that kedehiluch ches tfachim. How long does it take to walk ches tfachim? A second, right? That's nothing. Kazav b'seder yom yochel esakev ashal yisha asar, etc. Fine. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Good. Now, how should this Sha'a be spent? So, if you look in Shuvos Van Hagos, do I have it here? Shuvos Van Hagos. Thought I had it here. Anyway, apparently, just want to see. No, apparently, I don't have it. All right. Anyway, Shuvos Van Hagos Rav Sturmbach says that it's ideal to be sitting down during this Sha'a, because that way you're really focused and you're really able to concentrate. But apparently not all poskim agree. The Ikar is that you have this Sha'a, that you have this moment to really be focused. The Mishnah Berurah writes, though, that let's say you have a choice. Either you could wait your Sha'a, or you could daven b'tzibur, because this is the minyan, and if you sit there waiting your Sha'a to daven and getting focused, you're going to miss out on the minyan. So Mishnah Berurah says tefillah b'tzibur is more important than the Sha'a achas. Sha'a achas should help you focus, but there are different milos in tefillah. Kavana is a milo in tefillah. Being yesha Sha'a achas is a milo in tefillah. Tefillah b'tzibur is a milo in tefillah. So of the washing your hands is a milo in tefillah. Different milos in tefillah. You have to figure out the hierarchy of those milos. So he says tefillah b'tzibur is a bigger milo. Now, before we get to all the rest of the halachas that relate to kavana, sorry, I just have to keep checking in case. Before we get to these, the other halachas that relate to kavana, let's discuss a little bit of the lamdus of what kavana means. I think we've already mentioned the Reb Chaim. Let's take a look at what other people said about the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Tefillah, halacha Aleph. Which you could find somewhere here. The Rambam writes, too many Ramakomos. The Rambam writes, source number 32, yes, exactly. Says the Rambam, Chamisha dvar ma'akvin es ha-tfila, afal pi she'igi ha-zmana. There are five things that are ma'akiv the tfila, even though the zmana has already come. Taras hayadayim, v'kisoy ha'erva, meaning you can't daven without these things. Taras hayadayim, kisoy ha'erva, if a person's unclothed, they can't daven. Taras makom tefila, if you're in a dirty place, someone just asked me, we gave a shiur in Oceanside on Sunday, someone came over to me afterwards and said that he was in a hospital, and his roommate in the hospital had a bedpan that was constantly disgusting in the room. It was constantly smelly and whatever. So he said, what was I supposed to do about that? He said his wife came and brought him his tefillin, and he told her to bring it home. He didn't want to put on the tefillin or daven. Is that the right thing to do? So yeah, it's absolutely the right thing to do. You can't daven in such a place. You don't daven. So what can you do? Udvarim ha-chov zimosov v'kavanas ha-lev. Things that distract you, and kavanas ha-lev. Kavanas ha-lev, ketzad, says the Rambam, Viter, much later in the parak, called tefillah she'ena b'kavana, eina tefillah. Tefillah without kavana simply isn't tefillah. V'mispal b'lo kavana, chozer mispal b'kavana. If you daven without kavana, do it again. Matza daito mishubeshes. V'libo tarud asur lo l'spal ad sheyisyashiv. Daito l'ficha b'amen aderech v'ayef o miyatzer o meitzar asur lo l'spal ad sheyisyashiv daito. If you can't focus, don't daven. Get focused and then daven. That's the only way. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. How does one accomplish this? Says the Rambam in the next halacha. Ketzad hi akavana sheyifana es libo mikol ha-machshavos v'yira atzmo ki'ilu hu omid lefnei ha-shechina. Get rid of all foreign thoughts. View yourself as if you're standing in front of the Shechina. L'fichach tzorach leishev ma'at kodem atfila k'dei l'chavin es libo v'achar kach yispal b'nachas b'tachnunim. That's why you need to be yoshev a little bit. Sounds like you have to sit. Or at least, right, not move. Before davening, to get your mind right. And then you daven properly. So what does the Rambam say? Very, very clearly. Without kavana, you didn't daven. Right? Very clear. Without kavana, it's not a tefillah. Says the Rambam, Hilchas Tefillah Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, source number 33. Misha yispal v'lo kiven es libo, yachzor v'yispal b'kavana. V'im kiven es libo b'bracha rishona, shuvei no tzarech. Rambam says, you should have kavana the whole davening. But if you have kavana for the first bracha, v'diyavad, that's good enough. So Asher B'chaim, major stira. The Ram just got through saying that kol tefila she'ena b'kavana eina tefila. Let's say I said the first bracha Shemona Esrei, then I walked away, and I never said the rest of Shemona Esrei. Would you say I don't have to daven again? Of course I have to daven again. And the Ram said having tefila without kavana is not tefila. So it's the equivalent of saying the first bracha and walking away. Why is it okay b'diyavad that you don't have to daven again? So that's the famous kasha of Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim suggests, source number 34, V'nira lomar, ditrei gavni kavanas yesh betfila. There are two dinim of kavana tefila. One of them is kavana al pirush advarim v'yisodu hu din kavana. So he says there's kavana for what the words mean. That's what we would call kavana. That's a din unique to tefila, to think about what the words mean. Not unique to tefila. That's a din, that's kavana, that I'm focused on what I'm saying. Second type of kavana is to realize that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kumvur b'dvar perak dal sham. Zalashonu. Maya kavana. What does the Ram himself say? We saw that in Halacha Tezvav over there. He says, what is this kavana? To sheyifane es libo mikolach machshavos v'yira atzmo kilu omid l'fnei ha-shechina. I'm sorry, in Halacha Tezayin, he said, right, that you should view yourself as if you're standing in front of the Shechina. That is the second type of kavana. So he says, v'nira de kavana zu eino midin kavana. That second type of kavana isn't a din in kavana per se, which is a unique tefillah dikadin. He says, no, rakshu me etzem maisa ha-tefillah. That's not about kavana. We talk about mitzvah srichs kavana, mitzvah seyit. That's nothing to do with kavana. So knowing that you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam is just part of the maisa tefillah. It's not called that you're doing a tefillah if you don't have that kavana, that you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'imein libo panoi v'eino roa esatz moshom l'vnei Hashem muspal ein ze maisa tefillah. V'ero b'chal mesasek, dein bo din maisa. That's considered like you're mesasek, that it's like you were just chucking a bunch of things across the room and you happened to pick up a lulav and esrog as you were chucking it, and you didn't even realize you picked up a lulav and esrog. You're just throwing things from one side of the room to the other, clearing out an area, you didn't even realize. It's not even doing the mitzvah, it's a mesasek. V'alkein ma'akeves kavana zu b'kol ha-tefillah. So that kavana is obviously ma'akev everything, because it's not a tefillah without that kavana. And that's what the Rambam is talking about in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefillah. And that's why the Rambam says, any tefillah without kavana is simply not a tefillah at all. It's only if you know that you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Reb Chaim goes on to say, but you weren't paying attention to what the words mean. That's a separate din of kavana in tefillah. That's not just a din in the maisa mitzvah in general. That's a din of kavana b'tefillah. So that is only ma'akev in the first bracha, and that's what the Rambam is talking about in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph. And that's what the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Dalet says. I'm a spalal tzarech sheichavin libo b'chol ha-brachos, v'meinu yachol chavin es libo b'kulam, yichavin b'achas man. At least have kavana in one of the brachos. Amar b'chiyam rav safra, mishum chad de beirav, ba'avos. Which one of the brachos? The first one of the brachos. And then Reb Chaim makes, so that's the famous part of Reb Chaim. Everyone knows that part of Reb Chaim. Two dinim of kavanah, kavanah that you're talking to Hashem, and kavanah for what the words mean. Talking to Hashem is critical to the etzem maisa of tefillah, and knowing what the words mean is a din of kavanah. Good, that's the two Rambams, beautiful. Then he goes on. A lot of people stop right there. Then he goes on. Ube emes, the gamba din kavanah trei dinim yesh vazeh. He says there's another chilek to be made. Things fit very neatly when you have tzvei dinim. But that's not always MS. Sometimes there's a chilek on top of a chilek. Remember the first time I ever heard Rav Aaron Lichtenstein say a shir, I went out of my mind. I mean, he made 18 chilukim on top of each other. You could say A, you could say B. Within B, it might be C or it might be D. But even within D, it might be F, it might be G. And like, I was just, it was so good. And then he started carrying down like the other, like trees going there, you know. Oh, but within A, we could still say F, G, or U. You know, like, it was unbelievably cheshbon. Because he was interested in MS. He wanted, it's nice to make everything fit into tzvei dinim, doesn't always. So says Reb Chaim, ובאמת גם בדין כוונה שתי דינים יש בזה חודה דין כוונה שמחייבים לעשות המצווה. He says the real is also din of kavanah kol haTorah kulo called mitzvah shrichas kavanah. What's that? Mitzvah shrichas kavanah is that I'm intending to serve God. I'm intending to do the mitzvah that God wants me to do. I'm intending to pick up lulav. I'm intending to put on tefillin. I'm intending to do whatever the mitzvah is. V'avim din kavanah shekol haMitzvos de kaimelon mitzvah shrichas kavanah. So if you hold Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, at least the Kavana to do the Mitzvah you need to have throughout the entire Tefillah. That's how it did in Bracha Rishona. Kivin do din anog v'kala mitzvah. So k'shar mitzvah to kala mitzvah kula tzricha kavana. V'lomani kavana smiktsasa. You can't have Kavana when you pick up the lulav and not have Kavana l'shem mitzvah when you pick up the esrog and be yotzei the mitzvah. If you hold Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, you need Kavana when you do the entire mitzvah. Hachinami b'tefillah de kavasa kula tzricha kavana. V'zeu shapasa ken aram dad bina sheyeda shomid b'tfila ma'akim b'kol b'tfila kula v'ainu mitrei taimi. So he says, it turns out the reason you need to realize that you're omid b'fnei ha'makom throughout the entire tefila is for two separate reasons. Number one, because you're not being misfollowed if you don't realize you're omid b'fnei ha'makom, like you said before. But number two, we pass the maker din mitzvah shrichas kavana, and therefore it's a violation of mitzvah shrichas kavana if you don't realize that you're omid b'fnei ha'makom. Now one could have distinguished between the types of kavanah you need for mitzvah shrichas kavanah and the type of kavanah you need for the mice of tefillah. How can you make such a distinction? He assumes knowing that you're talking to God is both. That is kavanah for the mice of tefillah that grants your action as not just mumbling Hebrew words, but a mice of tefillah, and it's a kiyum of mitzvah shrichas kavanah. Not so pashut, no? How do you have kavanah in general on a mitzvah? What's your kavanah when you put on tefillin?
Particular is what you do.
Do you need all that to be yotzei the mitzvah? Without that, are you yotzei the mitzvah? You are yotzei the mitzvah. What do you need to have kavanah for? Then I'm doing this because God wants me to do it. It's a mitzvah. God wants me to do it. I'm doing it. The particular is why I'm doing the meaning of it, l'shem yichud, kutcha brichu, and all the whatever, all the different things you want to add in or don't want to add in. That's higher levels of kavanah, maybe. But the kavanah in Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah is just, I know God commanded me to do this, and therefore I am doing it. Period. It could be that kavanah that I'm omid l'fnei ha'makom is not the kavanah of Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah means I know that I'm supposed to say from page 49 to page 54 in my siddur. That's a mitzvah that I'm supposed to do. And I'm having kavanah to do that mitzvah. I'm having kavanah to serve God. Not that I view that I'm actually talking to him, but I know I'm supposed to say it. When I count Sefirot Omer, am I talking to God? No, I'm counting. I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm not talking to God. Right? I'm not telling God that what night is Sefirot, I'm telling myself what night is Sefirot. It's not an issue of talking to God, it's an issue of, I know that this is what I'm supposed to do. And as long as I'm having kavanah to do this, so good. So one could have argued that kavanah to do the mitzvah of tefillah, it's good enough for Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. Elamai, it's not a mice of tefillah at all unless you realize that you're talking to God. So the kavanah of doing the Mitzvah of tefillah is not enough. But what I'm just trying to draw out is that these two kavanahs are different. Meaning, obviously, kavanah to do the Mitzvah of tefillah and then not being mispalel doesn't help you. But that's the other soul of not having a mice of kavanah. Sorry. I'm going to have to just walk out for a second. In a few minutes, probably. Oh, we're almost done anyway. Okay, so the... all right, so that's Reb Chaim. Now, without delving any deeper into Reb Chaim, everyone knows this Reb Chaim, it's a very famous Reb Chaim. Is it widely accepted, though? Is it something that everyone... It's a scary Reb Chaim. Meaning, if we accept Reb Chaim's approach, that means throughout every time you said Shemoneh Esrei and didn't focus on the meaning of the words throughout the entire first bracha, you're not Yotzei, and if you forgot for a moment that you were talking to God at any point during the entire Shemoneh Esrei, you're not Yotzei. It's pretty significant. Says the Chazon Ish, Zeu Dover She'i Efshar, Debishah Shemisashes Belibo Mahar Bedover Men Advarim Vada Yesh Kan Hesach Adas Mikavana Shekasav Rambam Kvarom Babasu Kufsa Magdalar and Beis Diyun Tfila In Adam Nitzalem Bechol Yom Vomu Nachsik Tivusa Lareisha Kamashkasav Tosham Yerushalmi. He says, whenever you focus on anything, according to Reb Chaim, you messed up. And meaning, whenever your focus shifts at all. And even tefillah is one of the things that ain't adam nitzel mehem b'chol yom. It's something that we have trouble with every day. The efter kavanas agonzal b'shosh shomi l'spal v'kolat tefillah stama kilishma v'imkein lo shayich lado nisagi ba'avos. What does he mean by that? Maybe what Reb Chaim means is that if you start off having kavana that you're davening to Hashem, so the rest of the tefillah is stama l'shma.
That's what we usually assume in general.
By other mitzvahs. When I start doing something, I probably, you know, with the right intentions, probably that intention carries the day forward. It's hard to read that in Reb Chaim, right? That's probably not pshat in what Reb Chaim is saying. But you can hear such an idea. That yes, you have to have kavana that you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm talking. I intended at the beginning of the conversation I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that kavana should carry me forward. Reb Chaim's svara is still a lot more compelling than that svara, though. Because Reb Chaim's svara is, if you're saying words and you don't realize that you're talking to Hashem, that's not tefillah. Tefillah is talking to Hashem. No, it makes a lot of sense. So he says, V'lulei divrei agon zal yesh lomar, da ramam perek dal be'ikra tefillah ayri ve'inyana, avul shir shechivu chacham la'akev pirish perek yud. In Perek Dalet, he's describing ideal tefillah. In Perek Yud, he's describing a b'diyevet tefillah. Meaning, when he says that it's not a tefillah if you don't have kavanah in Perek Dalet, he doesn't mean it's not a tefillah at all. He's describing what tefillah is supposed to be. So it's one type of kavanah, there are no two types of kavanah. Tefillah is supposed to be with kavanah, ideally. And Perek Dalet, he's describing the ideal. In Perek Yud, he's describing a b'diyevet situation where you were unable to live up to the ideal. And that's why in the Gemara it doesn't appear in the same sugya. Good. That's the Chazon Ish.
Because
he's talking about two separate things. One he's talking about al-Khilchila, one he's talking about b'diavet. That's all. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Actually, skip Rosh Shlomo Zalman for a second. Take a look at Rav Avadia, source number 37. Yabia Omer, Chelik Gimel. Ulam Reisi B'Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Mibris. Shekasv LaHazbir Divrei Rambaza. Sheish Beis Inyanu B'Kavanas Tefila. Two types of Kavana. Ha'achas Kavanas Pirusha Dvar Mamilus Luchud V'Yisodu Din Kavana. Hashen is Sheich Avinu Omid B'Tefila V'Nei Hashem Sheinu Midin Kavana Rak Shumei Atzam Maisa Tefila. V'Meinu Roz Asma Shovi B'Tefila V'Nei Hashem Ein Zem Maisa Tefila. V'Arei B'Chal Masasik Sheibol Din Maisa Klal. V'Lachin Kavana Zuma Akeves B'Kol HaTefila. Shabamakum Shayu Kamisasik Dinu Kil Lowis Pala Klal Kil Dilik Table Selu. Vavade Dilinian Etzematvila Kola Yutas Brachas Makvin. You need all 19 brachas to at least realize you're talking to God. Ubahachi Mayriya Rambam. That's what the Rambam is talking about in Perek Dalid. Ketzadi Akavana, that you have to be Mefana Mikola Machshavos. Sorry, just dealing with this Nida Shayla. So you have to think when you answer Shailas also. Sorry, one second. I'm going to do something I never do. A woman wants to know, I probably shouldn't say this on the recording, a woman wants to know if a she's not sure if what she has is really a shayla, if it needs to be seen by a rav or not. So I told her, take a picture with your phone and send it to me. Now, I won't be able to paskin based on the phone, but at least I'll be able to tell you if you have a shayla. I would never paskin based on the picture on the phone, but I'll probably be able to tell if there's a shayla. All right, we're in the middle of shir. What can I do? What?
That's not going on.
Okay. No one listens to shir anyway. Right? Okay. There are like 80,000 shirim in Y Torah. Why would someone listen to Kavana B'Tfilah shir number 18 in Brachos, you know? So says Rav Avadya. Vahol v'kavanas umidin misasek v'dim mitzvah suchs kavanas shnogim b'kol Torah b'kol mitzvahs avi liyikuvah this kavanas ma'akev v'lchein mispal b'lo kavanas uav v'kilo spal klal v'chol zim mispal v'chein tzorch lamol daito sh'meinu yochol chavein osol ol lispalel. And you have to think, if I'm not going to make it through 19 brachos, realizing I'm talking to Hashem, don't daven. Av per gud may rib kavanas per shamil shurak bitfila velo b'shar mitzvahs v'lchein av meinu mekayim chayel lechov tfila. Now he says, what else do we know about the Rambam? The Rambam holds mitzvah tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, that's tomorrow night's shir. And even those who disagree with the Rambam and hold that the mitzvah is not a d'oraisa to daven every day, that's only in terms of are you mechuyuv to daven every day. Aval kiyuma v'inyana havi minatorah l'kulei alma. Whenever you daven, you're being mekayim a mitzvah tefillah. Are you mechuyev to daven? Maybe not. But it's definitely a kiyum d'oraisa. The existence of such a category, as we've discussed in the past, is a chiddush. That there exists such a thing as a kiyum d'oraisa that you're not mechuyev to do. We have by the Gra in Matzah and Shari Mei Pesach, after the Seder, that it's a kiyum mitzvah of Matzah. You have Rav Moshe about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You have an achronim mostly. The idea of a kiyum mitzvah without a chiyuv mitzvah. Because mitzvah normally means tzivoy, commandment. But it's a kiyum mitzvah. V'kimen d'minat Torah yitzfilah af b'lo kavanas pirush ha-dvarim gam lo yuchal l'chavim b'zat tzarech l'espala. So he says, since minat Torah it is a tefillah, even without knowing what the words mean, that's why you're allowed to daven, even without knowing what the words mean. Because it's a chiyuv midaraisa to daven, and or at least a chiyuv midaraisa to daven. So midaraisa, it's a chefza shel tefillah. Right? It's called tefillah midaraisa. V'rak im yuchal l'chavin, ela she'espalel b'lo kavana yachzor v'yespalel, misham hach kavana shechiyuv midivreya. Says the only time that you would have to go back and daven is if you could have been mechavin, but you weren't mechavein, and therefore you have to go back and daven again for the chiv derabbanan of tefillah. V'lechein lo kasvaram pergyud sheyamu daitom yachal lechavein v'kasav rak sheyachzor v'yispalel. That's why the Ram doesn't say that you have to imagine if you're able to be mechavein. He just says go back and daven because you already imagined that you're able to be mechavein in the first place. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been davening in the first place. Let's see if she did it. Okay, we'll see you soon. Okay. Lefiza, Harambam Tano Palag al Divrei Tosva Rosh Hanal de Savri, Sha'afli Mikavanus Pirush Advarm Tzorach Lamud Daita. So he says, comes out, according to Reb Chaim's understanding of the Rambam, what do you need an Omed Adas for? What do you need to imagine before, to try to figure out if you're able to do it before davening? Only the type of Kavana that's Daraisa, that you're Omed with Me'amakal. Not the Pirush Advarm Kavana. If you don't think you're going to be able to make it through the Perish HaMilim for 19 brachos, still say them. As long as you're going to be able to make it through only the Fnei HaMakom for 19 brachos. Tosus and the Rosh disagree. Tosus and the Rosh hold that afli inyan kavanas Perish HaDvarim tzarech lamud daita. You even need to figure out whether you're going to be able to make it through the Perish HaDvarim. Im yochol l'chavin b'avos yispal v'im laval yispal. If you're going to be able to make it through Avos, you daven, otherwise you don't. Meaning, according to Chaim's understanding of the Rambam, there's no requirement to figure out, am I going to be able to make it through the Pirush HaMilim? And therefore, but I do have to try to make it through the Pirush HaMilim in the first bracha. And if I don't make it through the Pirush HaMilim in the first bracha, I got to try again. Right? But there's no requirement in advance to say, am I going to make it the Pirush HaMilim. And that's why the Rambam says when you messed up in the first bracha, that you go back and you daven again, right? You messed up the Pirush HaMilim in the first bracha, you go back and you daven again. The Rambam doesn't say, be omeid, whether you're going to be able to make it. Because there's no din of being omeid, of estimating whether you're going to be able to make it on Pirush HaMilim. Ulfiyani is daiti yesh lahakshos mea gemara, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Sali vahadat Sali. Amalei Rabbi Zeir, my time of Mara. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, davened and davened again. So Rabbi Zeir says him, why are you doing that? Ile mishum delo kive, in mar daite, v'amar blaz alom liyam radam es atzmom yachal chayvin es libi yispal vim lavay yispal. If it's because you didn't have kavana, well, what are you doing by keep on going over and over again? You have to stop and analyze. Can you make it? Can you not make it? No, he kept on davening again because he forgot that it was Yalav. He forgot it was Rosh Chodesh, so he kept forgetting to say Yalav Yava. The Misa LeDivrei Agon Mibrisk. If Reb Chaim is right, Amai Ka'amar El Deloitkar Dereish Yarcha. The typically the Kavana Gufa Yeshchilik Ben Pirush Advarim Ben Kavana Samidasa Btfila Lufnei Hashem Yisparach. If Reb Chaim is correct in the Shchilik, there's a third possibility of why he kept on davening over again. Right? What did he say? Maybe you're davening again because you didn't have kavana. But then you're doing the wrong thing. You got to stop and think. Can you make it? No. When do you have to stop and think if you can make it? That's only about kavana of omid lefnei hamakom. There's another possibility. Maybe where he messed up was kavanas pirush hamilim, and over there you don't need omid adas with kavanas pirush hamilim. So why didn't he raise that possibility? Therefore, we pass like Tosfos in the Rush, not like Reb Chaim and say in the Rambam. You need to be Omei Daito both that you'll be able to make it through Pirush HaMilim of Avos, as well as being able to make it through the Omid Lepnei HaMakom of the rest of Tefillah as well. Now, there's obviously more Mar Mechamos here, like always. More about Kavanah, we're not going to do it tomorrow night. Tomorrow night I want to give a separate share about the Mitzvahs HaTefillah. So again, you could use Mar Mechamos for your own edification. I apologize for all the disruption.